Today is Tuesday, February 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm so stressed today, you guys. I'm gonna make this one a little bit shorter because I have so much to do. But I'm doing a show. So, work is just really stressful. I'm not going to go into it because I'm trying to talk less about work. But I had a really stressful day at work, and I still have stuff to do tonight because it was a fire drill, air quotes, at the spit valve factory. And a fire drill of one. It's just me having the fire drill. But anyway, regardless, I still have to do that. I still have to cook dinner. I just finished working out. It's already 7:15 in the evening. I have more work to do. I have food to prepare. And then I'll just have to go to bed and get up and do it all over again tomorrow. So I wanted to bring up a couple of tweets on the Twitter. There was a tweet by Dean Barney. And he's a couple of tweets, actually. He was saying, "Ooh, Naples, the home of pizza, very cheap. Recommend you adjust your body clock ready for this trip. These cities come alive 10 to 4 a.m., 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., and locals sleep in the hot afternoons. You will love the food. It will be hot, but never humid. All gay friendly, and especially Barcelona." So thanks for the tips. Yeah, I love Italian food, so I think I'll be good. I like pizza. I love bolognese and like all of the carbonara and all of the various, you know. And I'm sure it's way different in Italy. You know, it's not going to be like Olive Garden, but that's okay. And the body clock thing. So here's the deal. The ship only is in dock from, let's say, 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening at most of the locations. So even though maybe they don't wake up until 10 p.m. or, you know, whatever the case may be, we won't be in port at 10 p.m. So the only two places that we're going to be on land overnight are, I would assume, Venice and Milan, depending on how we schedule our trip. The rest of them are just, you know, like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. sort of situations when the ship docks there. And so, you know, that won't be an issue for good or bad. I mean, you know, maybe we're going to be there right when they're not alive and they're asleep. And then the second one, you say, "I've taken the Venice to Milan train and Milan to Rome. They're the best way to travel. Modern, clean, cheap, very fast. Food and drinks on board and stunning landscapes. Keep the camera ready." Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, they're cheaper than flying. Less trouble than flying, I would assume, because, I mean, I don't know how arduous the security is at train stations in Italy. But, you know, the whole getting out your passport and, you know, getting all the luggage checked and getting all the things you do at the airport, I don't think you have to do quite as much as that of that for a train. Maybe you do, but I don't think so. I like to look out the window and see the countryside fly by, and we're, you know, that's our chance to see Italy, basically. Other than the cruise ship stops. And you say something else about, "P.S. That singer is performing in London on 1st and 2nd. Are you talking about Adele? Because I feel like I talked to Adele, but yeah, we're not going to be in London. So, unless you're saying we should fly to London first and then fly to Venice from London. But, you see, Mark has to get a European Union visa, and London is, England is no longer part of the European Union. And he also has to have a visa for England. And there's no way I'm going to convince him to get two separate visas for like one day. But I think that's what you were recommending. But thanks for letting me know. And then Lamont Cranston says, when you're in Milan, look into an excursion to Lake Como or Lugano, Switzerland. Both are breathtaking. They're about an hour away. Okay, we'll look into that. Switzerland, man, that would be an... Mark would love to add another country. He wants to get one of those maps with pins so he can pin every place that he's been and like mark them off of a list, which is funny. I'm kind of that way as well. Because then I can go, you know, because as we all know, I like to say, oh, I don't know if you knew, I lived in England. Oh, and by the way, I've been to France and Germany and Cyprus and Austria and, you know, Ireland and Scotland and Mexico and Canada. Anyway, I'm always nonchalantly bringing up where I've been. So I guess I'm similar to him. So I'm sure he would like be like, oh, yeah, let's add another, you know, let's add another country to our list. Anyway, so we'll look into that. Thanks for the suggestion. So other than working, you know, which is what I was talking about, you know, we last night, even though it was Valentine's Day, we went to Sonic because I didn't want to cook. I said, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. I don't want to cook. This is my Valentine's Day gift to myself. And we went to Sonic because we already ate at the fancy restaurant on Saturday. And so we didn't want to go out last night because we thought, you know, avoid the crowd. Who knows how many people are going to be eating out on actual Valentine's evening. And so we did Sonic because it's the closest thing to our house. And so we did that. And then we watched more of this Inventing Anna. And I said this on Twitter, but I don't understand these people that are like con artists. And they, you know, she's like going to all these fancy hotels and, you know, staying there for weeks, if not months. And they keep telling her, your card is not working or whatever. And she's so rude to them. She's like, well, my card is fine. It must be your system. Run it again. You know, and all of this stuff. And they're just taking it from her. And like, okay, ma'am, we'll try again. And then they'll come back and she'll act all huffy and be like, well, I don't have time to do this right now. You know, and then she'll say, I'll just do a wire transfer. And then a couple of days later, they'll say the wire transfer didn't come in. And she'll say, well, I don't know. It must be your problem. We sent the wire transfer. And they're just letting her stay. And this happens over and over and over again. And the same thing with this Tinder swindler documentary we watched on Netflix. Me as a normal person, if I went to a hotel and gave them my credit card and it was declined, they would say, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to find another hotel. I wouldn't be able to stay there on good graces for weeks. I don't know how it works for these people, but for normal people, that does not work. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.